We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Before I go any further, I want to give away another pass to the Coos County Fair. Remember, that's coming up next week. So I have a free pass to the third caller. Dial the phone right now. Third caller, 541-267-2124. You get a free pass to the fair. You know, some of the there's a bunch of other nonsense that we, the great stupid, unwashed masses out here in flyover country, are expected to believe that it defies common sense. You know, we're also expected to believe that Obama didn't lie. Oh, my God, would the president lie? We're supposed to believe that he didn't lie when he spoke of an open public discussion on all new laws, bills, and legislation. And yet, when has he ever done that? Does anybody remember the Obamacare debacle? It was voted on in secret. The people that voted on it didn't even know what they were voting for. In the words of that brilliant statesperson, you know, one of the ruling elite that's so much smarter than you and I, well, we've got to vote for it and pass it so that we know what's in it. Yet the media is still telling us what a wonderful, open administration this is. We're also supposed to believe that we're all just too stunningly stupid to understand the big wide world, and that's why our media never points out that our elected representatives are told by their leaders that they better ignore their own constituents' opinions and vote with the party leaders. It's what's happening right now, folks. We've seen it happen in the past on Obamacare. At the time that thing was passed, 58% of the people were against passage. Yet the people that supposedly work in our best interest passed it without even reading a bill. Right now, today, 55%, and that's an average of the polls, say that we should not increase the debt ceiling. We should not increase the debt ceiling. And yet, what's this bunch of crooks in Washington talking about even as we speak here? But we're just too damn stupid to understand all of this.
It's complex.
Yes. It's much too complex for us. We're supposed to believe that the stimulus worked, too. All these millions of jobs that the stimulus created.
Well, think about all the shovels it made ready.
Well, even Obama admitted that, well, some of these projects just weren't as shovel ready as we thought they were.
Yeah, just because they forgot the handle.
My question is, just what the hell was he thinking? Or was he thinking at all? I guess that's a good question. But we're supposed to believe that $1 trillion later, the stimulus worked, even though the unemployment rate went up. Does anybody remember? Oh, if we pass this stimulus, unemployment won't go over 8%. We're sitting here today at 9.2%. Boy, that really worked, didn't it? But we're just too stupid to understand. That's the whole problem.
Well, it's only 1%. It went from 8 to 9. It's just 1%.
1.2%. I know. Round it off 1%. Yeah, no big deal, right? Yeah, what the hell? You know, a couple million people, no big deal. Does anybody remember back when George W. Bush was president, all the outcry from the liberals and the media, a couple million people, no big deal. Does anybody remember back when George W. Bush was president, all the outcry from the liberals and the media about the government doing business with Halliburton Corporation and with Blackwater.
Halliburton. Oh, no.
It was terrible. All we were doing was enriching Dick Cheney, right? It was horrible. why Bush should have been impeached.
Well, you know, I mean, Cheney was the only one that made any money on Halliburton.
Well, of course, according to them. Well, my question is, we're expected to believe that these companies have somehow become lily white because Obama's still doing business with them. Actually, we're spending more with Halliburton and Blackwater now than we were under George W. Bush. Is this a double standard or what? You know what? I can go through all this stuff. And, you know, obviously, according to the media and President Obama, all you people listening to me are just as stupid as I am. So I want to know, do any of you stupid people out there have any ideas on what can be done regarding the debt ceiling and the budget? Do you have? I want to hear your ideas. You know, I'm tired of listening to these brilliant elitists. I want to hear from some stupid people. Somebody that's just as stupid as I am.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm a total box of rocks. And obviously you are too, according to the president. So let's have some stupid ideas on what the Congress and the president should do regarding the debt ceiling and the budget. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I want to hear some ideas from stupid people. I guess I'm tired of listening to the brilliant ones. The ruling class hasn't done a very good job. Maybe it's time for all of us stupid people to come up with some ideas. So we're going to take a short break here. Give me a call. I want to hear your stupid ideas. And also during the break.
The last pass
for the Coos County Fair next week. 541-267-2124. Third caller gets the pass. And also call in. Give me some stupid ideas on what we can do to fix the economy. I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We didn't get any calls. Anybody had any stupid ideas to fix the economy? I guess only the elitists.
I guess those smart fellers
in Washington.
Them smart fellers
are capable.
Know.
You know, we're just too stupid to understand, I guess. You know, I was talking about Blackwater and Halliburton. Remember the outcry when the Patriot Act was passed and signed by George W. Bush when he was president? Oh, my God, it's an infringement on our rights. It's the government sticking their nose in our business. And, oh, we can't tolerate this. It's unconstitutional. Well, why is it a good thing under Obama? Because not only have they extended the Patriot Act, they've enhanced it. I don't remember under George W. Bush anybody going to an airport and getting groped. But now we have the groper in charge telling us, well, it's for your own good. You've got to go to the airport. and be groped because it's good for you. I guess we're just too stupid to understand. Of course, if you're a pervert, the airport's a great place to go.
I'll have to remember that. If I find myself in a situation where it's just not going well.
I can't help but wonder, if you go to Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C., how many politicians are lined up there? I mean, if perverts like it, it would seem to me to be the perfect place for Congress to go take a break, right?
So I wonder if they have the pat downs over by the stripper pole, or if it's over by the TSA office.
What,
at Dulles, where they do the pat downs? If they do it by the stripper pole, or if they do it over at the TSA office?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Maybe we should fly there and find out. Of course, I don't know as I want to get groped to get on the airplane to fly there. What, road trip, road trip. We're also expected to believe that the government can't make interest payments without a debt limit expansion by using existing revenues. You know, I talked about that earlier. We're supposed to believe they can't do it, but all they got to do is just take money from something else. Oh, but we can't take money from our pet projects now because some of our special interests may get upset. We can't allow that. I forgot. I lost my mind.
What were you thinking?
And we're also supposed to believe that if we raise taxes now, like Obama wants, tax the rich, tax everybody in the top 5%, put small businesses out of business, create unemployment, and more unemployment, because we got plenty already. We're supposed to believe that if we do that, that somehow magically the government's going to learn how to spend money wisely. This is going to cure all of our problems. Just raise taxes, and instantly all those politicians learn how to spend money properly. Why, you know, and we keep voting for the same ones over and over and over. Maybe we are stupid. Maybe we are. We're supposed to believe that the rich, who are being taxed at 35%, don't pay their fair share. We're supposed to believe that. You know, if you break down the tax structure, if you pay taxes at all, if you pay even $1 in federal tax, did you know that you're in the top 50% of income earners? Because 50% below you pay no taxes. And of that 50% below you that pay no taxes, about 70% of them actually get a refund check. Now that's a trick. You pay nothing in and you get money back. You know, this again, I guess I'm just not smart enough to figure that out. If you pay nothing in, you get a refund. But if you paid even $1 in federal taxes last year, you're in the top 50%.
That's scary.
It is. We're also supposed to believe the corporate jets. Remember, Obama wants to take away the deduction for corporate jets. We're supposed to believe that corporate jets, which members of Congress so often seem to find themselves on, are not business expenses. Remember when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House and she was flying back and forth to California on the weekends? She was costing us, well, in the time she did that, she cost us about $60 million. And, of course, the portion that she paid out of her pocket was deductible. You got to pay the rest of it. Doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy? But, after all, we're not very bright out here in flyover country, so I guess it was okay. We're supposed to believe that every other country in the world has a lower functional corporate income tax rate But our corporations still don't pay enough in taxes? Let me say that again. Obama would have us believe that every other country in the world has a lower functional corporate tax rate than does the United States of America. But our corporations still aren't paying enough in taxes. Oh, those mean, filthy, rich oil companies. It's a class warfare thing. Oh, those mean, nasty corporations. Gee, General Electric, one of Obama's major supporters, paid zero taxes in 2010. Did you know that? Zero. Of course, General Electric's going to make a windfall on these high-efficiency light bulbs, because they are the primary American manufacturer of those things. Why do you think they want you to buy these more expensive high-efficiency light bulbs that put mercury into the environment? It's because GE will make a ton of money off of it, and GE supported Obama, still does. And last year, they paid zero corporate taxes. But the mean old oil companies, who make all these gazillions of dollars, they don't tell you the breakdown on that. Only 12% of their earnings comes from the United States. Okay? The other 88% of oil company earnings come from other places in the world. Yet on that 12% that they earn in the United States, the top three oil companies that do business in the United States paid over $42.5 billion in corporate income taxes last year. $42.5 billion. GE paid zero. But we're supposed to raise the corporate tax rates.
Well, but isn't like the head mucky muck for GE part of the Obama administration?
ML, I mean, yes,
yeah.
He is.
Aren't they kind of scratching each other's back?
He's one of Obama's advisors. Yeah, so maybe that's his payment for being an advisor. The corporation doesn't have to pay taxes. That's a hell of a salary.
Well, then, and he also advised the president that GE was the only company that was fit to make these really new, really cool light bulbs that have mercury and stuff in them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I wasn't sure.
Okay, yeah. We're also supposed to believe that people that are smart enough and hardworking enough to become successful in business and to successfully manage their household economies are the real problem in the U.S., and they need to be punished. Just remember, if you're successful, if you manage your money properly, if you have a savings account, if you live within your means, or my God, oh, heaven forbid, you own a business? By God, you need to be punished. You can't do that in this country anymore. You've got to be a black, illegal alien, homosexual, unwed mother female to fit the criteria to be politically correct in the United States of America. And by golly, you've got to get on the government dole. You've got to sponge your health care. You've got to get welfare. You've got to get aid to dependent children. You've got to get all the government programs to be accepted by President Barack Hussein Obama. But by golly, if you get up in the morning, you go to work, and you're successful, and you save money, and you live within your means, or if you own a business that's successful, you're a terrible person, and you got to be punished. We got to take your money away from you so that we can give it to that black, homosexual, illegal alien, unwed mother, because she deserves it. And you don't. Just because you work for it, you don't deserve it. That's what we're supposed to believe. We're also supposed to believe that Obama's ideals of a wonderful socialist utopia We're supposed to believe that that's more important than fact. We're supposed to turn off our brain every time we come in contact with the mainstream media so that we will willingly accept their drivel. That's what they think. We're also supposed to believe that paying a carbon tax to a bureaucrat is going to change the CO2 that you release into the air and stop global warming. Just by paying a tax, we're going to stop global warming. That's what they want you to believe. Now, after the next break, Daryl,
yes.
I set up the global warming.
I will do that. Thing,
and we'll, yeah, I want people to listen to that. And we're also supposed to believe that without any evidence at all, mankind is responsible for global climate change simply because some scientists, who lose their jobs if they didn't agree, say it is. Now, that whole global warming nonsense is coming totally unraveled. Did you know that the Earth's actually been cooling for the last 12 years? They don't tell you that. Did you know that a lot of the research that they were basing this nonsense on has been proven to be false and the numbers manipulated? Did you know that the head dude, it's in East Anglia over in Britain, he was the head proponent of this man-made global warming nonsense. He just got busted for falsifying data. He's in jail.
Gasp. In jail?
He's in jail. Happened over the weekend. They busted him for falsifying climate change data. And yet, even though there is no hard scientific evidence whatsoever, not a shred, nothing, that indicates there is such a thing as man-made climate change, we're supposed to pay higher taxes on energy. We're supposed to pay more for virtually everything because it dominoes through the economy. And that's somehow going to change the climate. Boy, are we ever smart. We're going to take another short break here.
I found one more of these fare passes, Jim.
Oh, found another one?
I found another one.
Okay.
And I think it was one the last week that I kiped, but anyway, we can give this away if you'd
okay,
like.
Okay, yeah, let's give away. Yeah, I thought we only had three. I guess we had four. They must have stuck together. Okay, third caller, 541-267-2124. Third caller gets a pass to the fair. Dial the phone. I'll be right back.
Hey, whenever you start a business or deal with your personal life legally, you need the proper documents. That's just how life works. So if you're starting a business, you have to incorporate or file a DBA. Or if you want to change your name, well, you have to do that legally. And that's the same with a will or a living trust. Each has to be done pursuant to the law. Now, you can go to a lawyer and pay buckets of money, or you can use our friends at LegalZoom.com, and you'll get high-quality, reliable documents at an affordable price. LegalZoom.com, their documents have now been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. And their mission is to provide everybody, including you, with access to reasonably priced legal protection. Now, LegalZoom.com is not a law firm, but they do provide self-help services at your very specific direction. And for more savings, enter my last name, Hannity, in the referral box when you check out. Remember the name when you need to make it legal. Just go to LegalZoom.com, LegalZoom.com.
Ben Ferguson here. When was the last time, you know, that guy that, quote-unquote, supposed to be watching your money, called you and talked to you about investing in gold? Let me guess. You're thinking to yourself, well, he never has. Why hasn't he? I mean, have you been watching gold? It's been hitting the all-time new highs week after week, month after month, and really year after year for the last several years. If he hasn't talked to you about investing in gold, then it's time for you to call right now and get the investor's guide on gold. And guess how much it cost you? Nothing. On top of that, you call right now. I'll even throw in a 1940s Mercury dime for free that is 90% plus silver. Now, that's collector's item if you're asking me for free. free. Here's the number. Call right now my good friends at Roslyn Capital. Order the Investor's Guide. 1-800-752-1676. That's 1-800-752-1676. 1-800-752-1676. Give them a buzz today.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. It's a home loan on your terms, and it's only available at Quicken Loans because everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Man-made global warming is going to raise sea levels 23 feet, change weather patterns, cause widespread droughts, and eventually kill us all. It must be true. Our president, our politicians, the environmental watchdogs, and government-funded scientists wouldn't lie to us, would they? According to our own Environmental Protection Agency, the greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, CO2, is the biggest culprit. But what can we really do? Here at the Jim Bice Show, we're very concerned about this issue and the continued existence of all mankind. Our research has shown that a major source of CO2 emissions is human respiration. Therefore, we have formulated a solution that will possibly save mankind from itself. We suggest that all those who are concerned about this very real problem place a plastic bag over their head and tie it snugly at the neck. This will prevent the CO2 that they are exhaling from entering the atmosphere. We have also determined that huge amounts of CO2 mixed with hot air are emanating from Washington, D.C. and most state capitals. In the effort to save our planet, we must stop these harmful emissions. That's why we've founded the Politicians Emissions Prevention Program, or PEP. Now you can join the PEP program and help save the world. Every time you see a politician, environmentalist, or government-funded scientist breathing, just rush up to him or her and slip a plastic bag over their head. If we all participate, before you know it, we'll have reduced the spewing of the deadly CO2 into our atmosphere, and we'll have saved our planet for future generations.
These actions are only for trained professionals. Do not try this at home.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Well, you just heard our public service announcement for how to save the world. So next time you hear a politician spewing whatever it is he's spewing, remember, he's destroying the planet. I think if we wanted to tax somebody for emissions, we should start with the politicians, don't you?
Could you imagine what the carbon tax would be on a politician?
Oh, my God. Well, we got to be careful with that, though, Daryl, because if we start taxing them for the amount of CO2 that they spew into the atmosphere, then all they're going to do is they're going to raise our taxes so they get paid more to offset what they're having to pay in the taxes. It's a no-winner for the people.
You're right.
You know, so far in this whole budget discussion and raising the lending cap, all we have heard from the media and the pundits, and particularly from President Obama, is that we've got to raise taxes and we've got to spend more money. You know, back in FDR's time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the hero of the liberal left today, a surge in spending by Washington was a cornerstone of the New Deal. What they wanted to do was lift the country out of the Depression. But unemployment never dropped below 14% all through the 1930s. And it rose to 19% by the end of the decade. Henry Morgenthau, that was FDR's Treasury Secretary, made the statement, quote, "Now, gentlemen, we've tried spending. We're spending more than we have ever spent before, and it does not work. Obama's stimulus didn't work. More taxes is not going to work. I want to go over to Tom and Giggs, talk to Tim over there. Tim, are you with me?
Yeah, bud. I'm just listening.
Hey, you actually been listening to this drivel?
Sure. I wonder why we're still wasting our time with this corporation that you're talking about.
Well, it's because we're all stupid.
That's, well,
the president said so.
Because we've done it for 200 plus years. Why don't we quit?
Well, I don't know, but the president said we're all too stupid to understand, so.
All he is the CEO.
Yeah, who are we to argue with the president of the United States? Just resign yourself, Tim, to the fact that we are just stupid.
Well, we are. We're slaves.
Absolutely. And well, what are you slaving away
on?
We are
by our own doing, because we don't wake up.
Yeah. What are you slaving away at over there at Tom and Giggs today?
Well, that's the sickening part. I am still. And I win the lottery, I'm going to go to an island.
Can I go with you?
Or you can. You'll be my bodyguard, baby.
Oh, all right.
Man, awesome, dude. I'll fly the American flag, too.
All right. Can I be in charge of your harem?
Sure can. I get first dibs, though.
Oh, okay. So what are you doing over there, Tom and Giggs, today?
Fixing up a diesel, putting a new injection pump on a guy's diesel. Of course, some of the older Dodges, I don't want to say older, but like in 99 to 2002, they really had a problem with injection pumps. If you start with the fuel, of course, the fuel was a lubrication. You can imagine if you did that to your engine.
Right.
That it wouldn't probably get away with doing that too many times before you did some detrimental damage, and that's what's happened, and that's what continues to happen on some of these trucks unless you get some real good lip pumps and stuff on them and some different things that make these things survive correctly, and then you're on the road. Because if you just put a pump on it, you're probably going to do another one, another one, another one until you fix the real problem that is the actual cause of it. So
and I bet you guys know how to do that, don't you?
We do. We're doing one right now, fixing it for the guy, and hopefully we won't have any more problems, at least not that problem. So we do of course front end work and all that stuff. So four wheel drives, they take a beating, especially when you're out in the woods when they allow you to log.
Yeah.
All sorts of things, all these great privileges they give us. Wow, I'm just so blessed. I think we just ought to have more of those. And anyway, then we can really get some work done. But anyway, those guys beat their trucks up real bad.
Oh, yeah.
And not on purpose. It's just, them roads are not like what you see in town. I mean, go out of town and go up in the woods and find out. It's amazing how they can hold up. They're actually pretty amazing
pieces. It really is. I spend a lot of time up there hunting and camping.
Yeah.
And it takes its toll on your rig.
It really does. It's just totally amazing. But we can do some things. A lot of times the factory will put just barely adequate enough, suspension parts like ball joints or tie rod ends where they're not greaseable or serviceable, and that kind of makes them wear out prematurely. Of course, they want you to come back and buy more. Well, we can put in either Moog or other brands as well, but Moog's a real big brand if people don't know about front-end suspension parts, and they're all greaseable, and generally they improve the product. So you're getting a better product plus it's serviceable, lasts a lot longer, and you're going to have less trouble, and you're not going to be coming back spending hundreds of dollars, definitely, for front-end work. So, but with the lift kits all that we're doing and the different oil pans, we're doing a lot of those right now. People are seeing, it's kind of sort of summer.
Yeah, kind of.
With the oil pans for the transmissions, heat's what kills them. And, transmissions, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 now for some of these trannies, super expensive. Oil pan is a very cheap insurance policy, same way with the rear ends and those sorts of things. People want to see better. I know I do. I'm 53,
right.
And, man, it's like seeing is a great thing at night. I don't want to see 20 feet from him. I want to see 120 feet.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, that's what we do here. We do a lot of different spraying liners and all that stuff, too. And, just call, give Josh a call, winches, towing products, all kinds of different stuff, compressor kits, airbags, all kinds of stuff for the four-wheel drives mainly. And, of course, the cars, we do a lot of tons of exhaust on all the vehicles. So.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to find us down here, Tom and Giggs, 135 South Shoneman, Coos Bay. Just go one block past the Boom and Y. And phone number 541-888-4660.
Okay, and it's the place with the big American flag out front.
You got her, buddy. I try to have it out there every doggone day unless it's super, super duper windy, and then it's kind of just almost bending the pole. But we'll keep it up and rolling, and, people got to realize this is a corporation. It's not a legitimate government.
That's right.
As long as we're slaves to that system, and we allow them to have jurisdiction over our lives, they're going to continue to do this crap that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And well, but Tim, we're not smart enough to figure it out. Didn't you know that?
Well, that's what I'm doing. I hope that everyone else out there listening wakes up and listens to what you have to say and what we're telling people and check it out and just, you know, look to find out to be the truth. It's what you say is true, and it's we just got to realize that there are other ways and things to get these people out of our lives.
Yep.
Because we won't be able to function. There won't be a Jim Bice Show or a Tom and Giggs if they keep going the way they're going.
That's true. Well, I'm sure they'd like to get rid of me.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen because God's got a lot of stuff for you to do, and you got a long list, so you're going to be here for a long time.
Well, you know, the old adage, if only the good die young, I could very well be immortal. Hey,
well,
thank
you, Tim.
I appreciate
you guys a lot.
Okay, we appreciate you, too.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for letting me say my piece, and we'll go on, and we'll work, and you do your thing, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, great, Tim. Thank you.
You bet. Take care.
Yep. That's Tim out of Tom and Giggs, and Tim's very patriotic. He's a great American, and they live America.
That's true.
And they're a great company. They do great work. You know, if you need anything done to your rig, take it out there. They do the little extras that you don't expect, so you do get your money's worth and then some. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take our last break right now?
Okay.
And we're going to give away a certificate to the Seabasket Restaurant. That's down there in Charleston. It's a certificate for a first mate's dinner. You get four pieces of fresh fish, and you get a choice of having that grilled or deep fried. You get French fries, coleslaw, garlic bread, and some of the most outstanding clam chowder you've ever eaten. It's a huge meal. And I'm going to give that away to the fifth caller, caller number 5, at 541-267-2124, a first mate's dinner at the Seabasket. Dial the phone now. We're going to hear some commercial messages, and I'll be right back.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap, and the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Are you one of those people who's been successful in life but believe others should not have the same opportunities you've had? Do you believe you're qualified to dictate to others how they should live? Do you want what you want regardless of what others may want, as long as you get what you want? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we need you. CAVE, Citizens Against Virtually Everything, needs people like you to deprive young people an opportunity to work and live in our community. We need you to stop all progress and dictate exactly what type of businesses and jobs we will allow in the area. At CAVE, you'll be able to use misinformation and outright lies to obtain whatever you want, regardless of the impact on others. You'll become a valuable member of an elitist group dedicated to the Chicken Little philosophy of the sky is falling, and the virtually nothing is permissible if it leads to progress and benefits others. And remember, as a cave person, you'll be able to associate with other regressive and self-centered people to impose your will on others and demonstrate your arrogance to those foolish enough to listen. So take a moment to review your personal qualities to determine if you may be a cave person.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, in Franklin Roosevelt's time, they tried to spend their way out of a recession. Didn't work. That was back in the 20th century. Now we're in the 21st century. it isn't going to work any better here. Government simply cannot spend or tax its way out of a recession, particularly one as severe as the one we're in right now. It has never worked, not here, not anywhere, not ever. And liberals and this president routinely excuse its failures by claiming that, well, we just didn't spend enough. Folks, even if we spent it all, even if we taxed the mean old millionaires at 100%, it still wouldn't be enough because it just plain doesn't work. The solution is pretty simple. Don't raise the debt ceiling. Lower the amount we spend, just like you have to do at home. You can't raise your debt ceiling at home. You make X number of dollars every month, and you have to live within that budget. You can borrow some money, but if you borrow too much, guess what? You go bankrupt. So what do? When tough times hit, you reduce your spending. We all do it. But this bunch of crooks back in Washington, D.C. doesn't seem to understand that. Here's some things we can do right now, in my opinion, that's going to reduce the spending, that's going to give us immediate benefits, not 10 years down the road. Congress should refuse to raise a debt ceiling and instead adopt a resolution giving first priority to the payment of interest on existing debt. Get rid of that debt. It's $504 billion a year. It's killing us. Congress should amend Medicaid and the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Bill to exclude those that are in this country illegally. If you're an illegal alien, you don't get Medicaid, period. Congress should amend all remaining welfare programs to exclude anyone in this country illegally. You don't get welfare. You don't get aid to dependent children. You don't get squat. If you're in this country illegally, you got nothing coming. You get none of our money. The only thing you get is to get out. Congress should remove subsidies. All subsidies. We're a capitalistic society. Remove the subsidies to agriculture. Remove any subsidies to oil and gas production. Remove subsidies to alternative energy production. And all the other subsidies that government has designed so that they can pick the winners and losers in the competitive marketplace. Now, I'm not saying they should eliminate legitimate deductions for the cost of doing business or the cost of production. Not those, but the subsidies. We, the taxpayer, should not be subsidizing any business in any way, shape, or form. Get rid of the subsidies. We pay tremendous amounts of money for subsidies, agriculture subsidies, alternative energy subsidies, and it don't work. If a business is going to make it in the marketplace, let them make it on their own merit. If they can't make it, then let them fold. You're not going to cost jobs. Something else will pop up in the interim. It's been proven over and over again. All government does is screw up the system.
Remember the days when different businesses and universities would compete?
Yeah.
There would be a specific project like, I don't know, maybe the space program, and different entities would create technology to be used within the program, and it was a competition.
It was, and look at what it's given us. You know, you talk about the space program, which is ending. Thank you, Barack Hussein Obama. That's spelled O'Bummer. You know he's Irish. The things we take for granted today. All your Wi-Fi, all your wireless devices, your laptop computers, the home computer, the fuel injection system on your vehicle, all of that came out of the space program. And it happened because we did have various universities and various private companies
mm-hmm.
competing to solve problems that cropped up in the course of space exploration.
They were trying to build a better mousetrap.
Yeah. Were it not for the space program, we wouldn't have a lot of this stuff. So, yeah, it cost us some tax dollars for the program, but what benefit did we get in return? And the government wasn't controlling it. The government was actually looking for entities to compete. Now we have a government that wants no competition. They want to eliminate competition. The government wants to pick the winners and losers because, after all, they are so much smarter than the rest of us. Congress should immediately, yesterday, repeal Obamacare and all of the asinine mandates and taxes that are attached to it. That's a primary reason that unemployment continues to grow is Obamacare. Get rid of it. Now, this is going to offend somebody, but it's going to have to be done. We shouldn't have to do it, but if the crooks in the Congress hadn't ripped us off and embezzled our money, we'd be okay. But right now, we need to raise Social Security eligibility age by 1 year for those under 55, 2 years for those under 50, and 3 years for those under 45. So a guy under 45 today couldn't retire until he's 68. And then those under 40 have it 4 years, so they would retire at 69. Even at that point, the eligibility age will not have kept pace with the advancement in mortality rates in this country. We're all living longer. And as we live longer, there are more years that we're going to be retired. And even by raising those retirement times, we're still going to be behind the curve on the mortality rates. Congress should immediately remove all the troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. No more nation building. I really don't care what they do over there. We went over, we killed a bunch of people that needed to be killed. Okay, we're done. We don't need to build their nations. Screw them. Let them build their own nations. We need to limit military engagements to incidents where the United States safety and security are threatened specifically, and only until that threat is neutralized. We don't need long extended wars. What in the hell are we doing in Libya? We need to get out. We need to save American lives. We'll also save a ton of money. Remember, Barack Hussein Obama's the one that was going to get us out of all these wars. Remember the vilification of George W. Bush by the liberals and the media, and specifically Barack Hussein Obama? We're still there. Oh, my God, he couldn't have lied to us, could he? Congress should eliminate the Department of Energy and its entire budget. It's failed completely in its purpose, hasn't done squat. All it's done is grow and grow and grow and hasn't accomplished a doggone thing. We should also get rid of the Department of Education and save the tax money or block grant that money back to the states based on advancement under national testing programs. The Department of Education is an abysmal failure, and it's controlled by the teachers' unions. We need to get rid of that nonsense, too. You know, everywhere we look, everywhere, we're seeing things that don't work. And yet, they keep wanting to do the same things over and over and over that don't work. Congress needs to review and reduce financial participation in the United Nations, too, because it don't work. Get out of the UN programs. The UN is a danger to our national sovereignty. They are not the friendly giant that they portray themselves to be. They're corrupt. I mean, what kind of an organization would put Syria on the Human Rights Commission? What kind of an organization would put North Korea on a commission for disarmament? I mean, these things are so, it's so bizarre. Why are we participating in that nonsense? Whatever happened to common sense? You know, maybe we out here are really as stupid as Barack Hussein Obama says we are. Maybe we are that stupid. Or maybe it's just that we've been lied to over and over and over. Every time you look at a talking head on TV, every time you listen to a news mouth on the radio, every time you pick up a copy of the Daily Garbage Can Liner, they don't tell you what you need to know. They feed you some insipid line of crap, and they mislead you. I don't think anybody out there listening to me is stupid. At worst, I think some of you are misinformed. At best, I think all of us have some common sense, which the government seems to lack. I do thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. Until then, I want you to have a great week.